Another chance. Man, I've seen many come and go. Thank you, God. y'all don't mind. I need a moment. I need a moment myself. I need a moment. I've already sang for you, but I need a moment myself to tell him, thank you! Mama left me when she was 46 years old. Look at me. Three sisters gone. Brother gone. Mother and father gone. Look at me. One sister left right there. Look at me. Look at me. I'm a woman of purpose. I'm a purpose. I've been purposed to be here tonight. I've been purposed to do the work that I'm doing. Glory to God. God bless you. You may be seated. Somebody took it for granted because they woke up this morning. Somebody took it for granted because they came down the highway and no tractor trailer didn't run them off the road. They came here leaning on him, or leave here leaning on him. God bless you. Somebody might be saying, I didn't come here to hear us sing all those old hymns. We want to hear something with a beat to it. Keep singing those old songs. I want to hear those old songs. I want some fresh new stuff. I haven't heard that before. Precious Lord. Jerry, I'm not going to do that. I know time going to run out of me. Take my hand. Tina, lead me on. Y'all don't mind, do you? Do you? Don't fool me now. Don't fool me now. And let me stay. Kathy, I sure wish we'd come in and sing just a little bit of this. I am weak. I am through the night.
This is 1-1 on WRCT Pittsburgh.
You may not know me, children, and then I may not know you. But just in case you want to know something about me, this is what I have to say for myself right here. If anybody asks you now, who I am, I said if anybody asks you now, who I am, oh, if anybody asks you now,
who I am,
set me free. Can you tell me why? We just live and die. Flying to the moon. Sunday morning. Well, it's time to go. Time to live. Try and find the sun. Love can come as one. Just try and find the sun. Love can come as one.
Thank you. Your melody is sounding good to me. Each and every note, but all the cuts you're laying down are echoing. Have I heard this one before? You know some brothers talk like they do, but they don't. I'm tired of playing games. You're messing with my will when I told myself I won't. And the stakes rise with each sip of wine. A bit scared to take a chance, but that is fine. Gotta put it on the line. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put it on the line. Gotta put it on the line, boy. Put on that line. What happens when the audience is gone? Do you play another song? Can't help but think about what's in it for me. Are you stringing me along? Well, if you don't take a risk, you never know what things could be. So I'm gonna take the lead, cause playing it safe will kill you eventually. And they say the heart heals in time. A bit scared to take a chance, but that's fine. Gotta put it on the line. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put it on the line. Gotta put it on the line, boy, 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 yeah. Put it on the line. See, I don't do regret. No.
Can you see me? I'm standing right here. Can you hear me? Singing so loud and so clearly, trying to get through to you and hoping that you understand. Can you feel me? Yeah. Down in your soul, can you feel me? Oh. The world can be cold and so empty, and God only knows just how hard I try. I am somebody just like the rest, but you look right through me, even when I give my best. What more can I do after I give my all to you? Taking the time, no,
you don't really know me.
No, no, do I matter to you? Am I only someone you act like you don't see? I wish you believe in me, 'cause I am somebody just like the rest, but you. What more can I do after I give my all? And I am somebody just like the rest. You look right through me, even when I give my best. What more can I do?
Years ago, a sunken ship was found in the bottom of an Alabama river. It turned out to be the long-lost wreck of the Clotilda, the last slave ship known to have brought captured Africans to America in 1860. At least 12 million Africans were shipped to the Americas in the more than 350 years of the transatlantic slave trade. But as we first reported in November, the journey of the 110 captive men, women, and children brought to Alabama on the Clotilda is one of the best documented slave voyages in history. The names of those enslaved Africans and their story has been passed down through the generations by their descendants, some of whom still live just a few miles from where the ship was found in a community called Africatown. For 160 years, this muddy stretch of the Mobile River has covered up a crime. In July 1860, the Clotilda was towed here under cover of darkness. Imprisoned in its cramped cargo hold, 110 enslaved Africans.
I just imagine myself being on that ship, just listening to the waves and the waters and just not knowing where you were going.
Joyce Lynn Davis, Lorna Gale Woods, and Thomas Griffin are direct descendants of this African man, Oluwale. Enslaved in Alabama, his owner changed his name to Charlie Lewis. This image is from around 1900. Poli Allen, whose African name was Kapoli, seen in this 100-year-old sketch, was the ancestor of Jeremy Ellis and Darren Patterson.
No clothes, eating where they defecated, only allowed out of the cargo hold for one day a week for 2 months. How many people do we know now that could have survived something like that without losing their mind?
There are no photographs of Pat Frazier's great-great-grandmother, Lottie Dennison. But Capriccia Wallace and her mother, Cassandra, have a surprising number of pictures of their ancestor, Kazula, whose owner called him Kudjo Lewis.
What does it feel like to be able to know where you come from, to know the person who came here first?
It's empowering, very. Like, growing up, my mom made sure she told me all the stories that her dad told her about Kudjo.
Cassandra, that was important to you.
Very important.
To pass that knowledge along.
My dad set us down, and he would make us repeat Kazulu, Katilda, Kudjo Lewis.
It has historical importance as well as a story that needs to be told.
The story of the Clotilda began in 1860 when Timothy Mayer, a wealthy businessman, hired Captain William Foster to illegally smuggle a shipload of captive Africans from the Kingdom of Dahomey in West Africa to Mobile, Alabama. Slavery was still legal in the southern United States, but importing new slaves into America had been outlawed in 1808. In his journal, Captain Foster described purchasing the captives using $9,000 in gold and merchandise. As this replica shows, the enslaved Africans were locked naked in the cargo hold of the Clotilda for 2 sickening months. When they arrived in Mobile, they were handed over to Timothy Mayer and several others. Captain Foster claimed he then burned and sank the Clotilda, but exactly where remained a mystery. Until 2018, when a local reporter, Ben Raines, found the Clotilda in about 20 feet of water not far from Mobile. He'd been searching for 7 months, following clues in Captain Foster's journal. The exact location hasn't been made public for fear someone might vandalize the ship. But last year, the Alabama Historical Commission gave maritime archaeologist James Delgado, who helped verify the wreck, permission to take us there.
So the Clotilda came up this way?
Straight up here, practically in a straight line after they dropped off the people. And then on one side of the bank, set her on fire and sank her.
So he was trying to destroy evidence of a crime?
Yes.
The bow of the Clotilda is not far from the surface, but the water's so muddy, the only way to see it is with this sonar device.
Sonar's on, zero pressure, good to drop.
So we're almost over now.
Yeah, okay. We're coming right up on it.
So that's the bow right there.
That's it right there?
Right, yes.
The bow. Yep. Oh, you can see it like that?
Yeah.
Wow, you can see it totally clearly. I mean, that's the ship.
Yes. Yeah, that's Clotilda.
On sonar, the bow is clearly defined, as are both sides of the hull. The ship is 86 feet long, but the back of it, the stern, is buried deep in mud. Those two horizontal lines are likely the walls of the cargo hold, where the enslaved Africans had been packed tightly together on the voyage from West Africa.
So the hold where people were held, how big was that?
In terms of where people could actually fit, 5 feet by about 20 feet.
Wait a minute, it was only 5 feet high? So people could barely stand up in this hole.
Yes.
Diving on the wreck is difficult. Underwater, there's zero visibility. You can't even see the ship. Delgado's team has only felt it with their hands. They call it archaeology by Braille. This is the only image our camera could pick up, a plank of wood covered with what looks like barnacles. Delgado and state archaeologist Stacy Hathorn showed us some of the artifacts they retrieved. This plank of wood is likely from the hull of the ship, and this iron bolt with wood attached shows evidence of fire damage.
You don't see the grain of the wood.
It basically makes a briquette.
So this is evidence clearly of that they tried to burn the ship?
Yes.
Yes.
The enslaved Africans were taken off the ship before it sank, but Delgado says there could still be DNA from some of them in the wreck.
You will find human hair. You can find nail clippings. Somebody may have lost it, too.
You could still find human hair in the wreck of the Clotilda?
Yes.
The state of Alabama has set aside $1 million for further excavation to determine if the Clotilda can ever be raised from the riverbed. The ship may be too damaged or the effort too expensive.
I think what's extremely important for folks to understand is that there was a concerted effort to hide these things that were done.
Mary Elliott oversees the collection of slavery artifacts at the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C.
It's important that we found the remnants of this ship because it, for African Americans, it's their piece of the true cross, their touchstone, to say we've been telling you for years and here's the proof.